At least the sun shone, that's what I'm going to say. Hard to find too many other positives from that game. What do you make of it?
Look, great effort from everyone to this morning, getting the game on. A lot of hard work went into getting the pitch in a playable condition. And as has happened so many times, Nige, you know, we haven't been able to repay that hard work to our loyal supporters that have come down by putting in a performance that's acceptable for this level of football. And I'm with you. You know, there's not many positives to take from the game, but it's not worth looking too much into it because, you know, I'm only going to be saying stuff that I've said numerous times throughout the course of the season. You know, we're simply not good enough. And for a team at this level, if it was a normal season, we would be 20 points off of safety. And that says all you need to know. If this group of players, this team was good enough, we would not be getting relegated, or we would have been relegated by now. But with six games to go, we're 20 points adrift of the team that we would have needed to be in contact with. So that says all you need to know. Simply, next season going in, we won't have this group of players.
It will be time for change in the summertime, I think. I think you're right there. Really, our opponents weren't a great side, were they? But we didn't really create an awful lot, particularly in the second half.
Yeah, I don't want to be disrespectful to them. I thought, you know, any team that has a 3.5-4 hour journey, some of them would have set off from their house probably before 8 o'clock this morning. You spend 3.5-4 hours on a coach, you get there and you're tuning up after 20 minutes. You've got to give them credit. And you know, their home form is very good, but their away form is not been great. I don't think that they've won away from home in 2018, or certainly since Christmas. So, that, you know, they'll be grateful that they played us and that they got that win and broke that little run that they were on. So, look, it is what it is. It's not worth singling players out for being good. It's not worth singling players out for being poor. I've had my say to the players after the game and have expressed my thoughts and told them how it's going to be. You know, as far as I'm aware, I'm going to be the manager in next season. And I've said to the players that, you know, at the moment we're putting them into one of three categories. Either yes, they're going to be staying, maybes, or no, they're not. And at the moment, we've probably got two in the yes category. You've probably got seven in the maybes, and you've probably got about eight in the no's. Mm. So, you know, today was an opportunity. As I said, this is their platform. This is their stage. This is their opportunity. Go out and prove to me that, you know, you need to get yourself in the yes column. If, of course, they want to be in next season. Mm. And today was an opportunity missed for many of them, because my opinions on them after today's performance hasn't changed. And we'll make some changes on Tuesday night, and it'll be an opportunity for some more players to go and play. And it's not me putting pressure on them. It's not me. I'm not saying that because I want them to go out and start winning games of football, because we're safe. So it's not a psychological, you know, reverse psychology trying to say that this is how it's going to be. Can you get a response out of them? Can you get can you start improving the performances? It's not about that. I'm being genuinely honest when I say it. This is their platform. It's their stage. This is their opportunity to go and impress me, to impress Ryan, and to impress the supporters, to try and make sure that they're here and part of our plans going forward. And at the moment, they're not doing that.
No. Six games to come in the next 14 days. Everyone should get a shot.
Yeah. Look, everyone's going to play. I said it on Thursday at training. And, you know, I watched them prepare for this game on Thursday. And I thought they looked sharp and they looked energetic and they looked brave. And then they come onto the pitch and they look short of confidence. Mm. And they look scared to make mistakes and they look scared to lose games of football. And mentally, that shows me that they're weak, and I don't want those players. I don't want players that go hiding in games because they're scared of making mistakes. We've been losing, so why not go and lose trying to do the right things rather than what we have been doing and losing games of football by not at least trying to impact and influence the game in a positive way. And you know, it's not down to anything I'm going to say between now and the end of the season to them. You know, we don't have another training session. It's just now constant matches, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So the games are going to be there for them. The opportunities are going to be there for them. It's whether or not they take it.
Yeah. Okay, mate. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Nigel.
Cheers.